Trump invites bullied student, synagogue shooting survivors to State of the Union. By Charlie Spiering on February 4, 2019. President Donald Trump will welcome over a dozen Americans to join him at the State of the Union address on Tuesday to highlight his priorities for the country. The President and First Lady's guest list features family members of an elderly couple killed by illegal immigrants and the father of a seaman killed in the USS Cole attack. Jamal al-Badawi, the terrorist leader of that attack, was killed in January by U.S. forces. Others include Americans released from prison as a result of the First Step Act, a woman recovering from opioid addiction, and a border enforcement official. The president will also welcome Joshua Trump, a sixth-grade student from Wilmington, Delaware, who has been bullied because of his last name. The newly freed Alice Johnson will also attend the State of the Union speech after the president commuted her sentence in 2018 after her case was brought to the president's attention by Kim Kardashian. Joining them will be a member of the Tree of Life Synagogue who survived last year's horrific shooting, as well as a SWAT team member who survived multiple gunshot wounds in the attack. This year's guests come from all different walks of life, and each has an incredible story to tell, the White House wrote in a statement. No matter their background, each one has something important in common. They represent the very best of America. Read the full White House guest list released by the White House below. Deborah Bissell, Heather Armstrong, and Madison Armstrong. Gerald and Sharon David of Reno, Nevada, were tragically murdered in their home in Nevada by an illegal immigrant in January 2019. The terrible loss has devastated both their community and three generations of their family, who will be represented at the State of the Union: the David's daughter Deborah, granddaughter Heather, and great-granddaughter Madison. Matthew Charles. Matthew Charles's life is a story of redemption. In 1996, he was sentenced to 35 years in prison for selling crack cocaine and other related offenses. While in prison, Matthew found God, completed more than 30 Bible studies, became a law clerk, taught GED classes, and mentored fellow inmates. On January 3, 2019, Matthew was the first prisoner released as a result of the First Step Act. Grace Elline, Ashley Evans. Ashley Evans has struggled with opioid and substance abuse for much of her life. In 2017, she was pregnant and suffered a relapse. Her recovery began with the birth of her daughter along with the help of Bridget's Path, a medical care facility in Kettering, Ohio. Ashley has persevered and overcome many obstacles to maintain her sobriety. She is passionate about sharing her story of hope. On February 9, 2019, Ashley will celebrate 1 year and 1 month in recovery, and on February 15, 2019, she will be reunited with her daughter full-time. Elvin Hernandez. Elvin Hernandez is a special agent with the Trafficking in Persons Unit of the Department of Homeland Security's Security Investigations Division. He has more than 18 years of federal law enforcement experience investigating narcotics, gangs, and human trafficking. During his current 7-year assignment, Elvin has conducted numerous successful international human trafficking investigations involving transnational organized crime groups. Roy James. Roy James is the plant manager of the Vicksburg Forest Products Lumber Facility. He had worked at the sawmill for 26 years and become vice president of operations when he was told that the facility would close its doors. Thankfully, last year, Vicksburg was designated an opportunity zone through provisions in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. The plant soon reopened and Roy was hired to oversee the entire facility. Timothy Mattson. Timothy Mattson joined the Pittsburgh Police Department in 2005 and made the SWAT team in 2016. As a key member of the SWAT team, he would breach the entrance during raids, a very dangerous task. In October 2018, Tim responded to the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. He suffered multiple gunshot wounds and saved countless lives in that heinous, anti-Semitic attack. Judah Samet. Judah Samet is a member of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. In October 2018, he survived the horrific shooting that killed 11 members of his community. Judah is also a survivor of the Holocaust. Judah immigrated to Israel after the war and was present for the declaration of the Israeli state in 1948. He served as a paratrooper and radio man in the Israeli Defense Forces and moved to the United States in the 1960s. Joshua Trump. Joshua Trump is a sixth-grade student in Wilmington, Delaware. He appreciates science, art, and history. He also loves animals and hopes to pursue a related career in the future. His hero and best friend is his uncle Cody, who serves in the United States Air Force. Unfortunately, Joshua has been bullied in school due to his last name. He is thankful to the First Lady and the Trump family for their support. Tom Wibberly, Alice Johnson. President Trump granted Alice Johnson clemency on June 6, 2018. Alice had been serving a mandatory life sentence without parole for charges associated with a nonviolent drug case. During her nearly 22 years of incarceration, Alice accomplished what has been called an extraordinary rehabilitation. After her release, she was overjoyed to be reunited with her family. She has now dedicated her life to helping those who are in a similar position as she was in giving a voice to the criminal justice reform movement.